Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Survive. Supercharge it. But there's a dark side to that. It's because we're in grave danger. You feel that spirit. You all feel it. You say, oh, this is good. I pull you out of your eyes. It's only because you're awake. Billions are in a trance. We belong to God. We belong to life. We must break the trance. We must defeat the transhumanist Satanist. We must ensure their destruction. We must commit. We must call down the power of God and say we are not afraid and throw ourselves against the enemy. We finish up with this clip dealing with what is contagious.
When it comes to independent media, it doesn't get much better than Alex Jones. It really doesn't. He is OG gangster to the max. I mean, he was really building his own newsroom and pumping out content, I mean, probably 20 years ago. And I was talking to him off camera last night, and he was telling me a story of how, like, when back in the day, you know, Joe Rogan, his good friend, was visiting him. And Joe started asking questions like, oh, how do you do this? And where are the microphones? I mean, you know, if Alex inspired Joe, Joe inspired me, then technically Alex Jones inspired me. He's like two generations above. And being on his show was just epic yesterday. He runs like a radio show, like a TV show. It's live, and, you know, his assistant's in my ear, and he's running these ads in between that sell his products that keep his whole empire going. And he does it without digital programs. He's been banned on YouTube, banned on Twitter, banned on Facebook, banned on everything. And he was telling me off camera, he's like, Brian, he's like, I'm bigger than ever now. I'm bigger than ever because people want to plug in. They come to my website. They come see me because they know they can't get it other places. And I'm still doing what I'm doing. And I was really impressed with him. And he just blew me away. He said, Brian, I watch your stuff all the time. I'm on the treadmill. I'm watching your interviews. He said, I love your style. I love how you put the time in. I wish I could do that. He said, I got all these interruptions here. I wish I could really sit down for a long form. He's like, I played your episode with David Icke with my wife. We watched the whole thing. I know David. I love David. I respect David. And he's like, you know, I really appreciate you. I mean, it was just crazy. You know, you don't think people are noticing what you do, especially someone at that level. And it was cool to hear. And I'm going to keep talking to Alex. I might go back next week and just give him an update on what's happening with the situation. But it was pretty incredible. And he said one thing on the show. He said, Brian, what you're doing takes a lot of courage. And I don't know if that's true, but let's say it's true. And he said, the good thing about courage is it's infectious. When people see it, they have courage. And then when other people see that, they have courage. And pretty soon, we've got an army of people moving into the fear. This illusion out there of control, which doesn't really exist, you know? It's a few people out there that literally have half the population of the planet locked down right now and doing whatever they say because they're engineering this state of fear. And when you see someone with courage, and we've all seen it, it's in our great stories, and it's in our great movies and great books and great biblical stories, it's really infectious. And I didn't think about it that way, but I guess that's what we're kind of making people feel around the world. And I'm getting so many messages from people at high levels from my past. This is like, this is your life, Brian Rose. I'm getting people I haven't talked to in 10 years ago, 20 years, saying, hey, keep up the good fight. We're behind you, Brian. What do you need? You need anything? I got people that will hide me out places. I got people that will send me private jets. I got all sorts of people. People that are copying all my content and locking it up. I mean, there's like all sorts of help out there I have if we need it. And that's a beautiful thing. And so what I want to leave you with today is courage is, it's infectious. And if you show courage today in any aspect of your life, people will come with you and people will come with you. And I mean, look, folks, let's be honest. This is the time to do it, you know? If we don't all kind of get our shizzle together on this planet for a variety of reasons, it's not looking good. And so we got to go back to the basics. We've been talking here on London Real. Last week, I was talking about the Daily Five, how to survive and thrive in these times of crisis. Yeah, we got caught up in this whole crazy crazy YouTube banning thing. But let's get back to the basics, you know. This is still about every day building the best version of yourself, you know, transforming yourself. And that means doing the hard internal work. And we can point at the boogeyman out there. And, you know, I don't know, is that the globalist according to Alex? And I love that term, by the way.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Almost 160 million jobs in this country now, the most ever, by far the most ever. The number of jobs, almost 160 million. So we can't turn that off and think it's going to be wonderful. There'll be tremendous repercussions. There will be a tremendous death from that. Death. You know, you're talking about death. Probably more death from that than anything that we're talking about with respect to the virus.
Wonder who they're to. Coming up, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to present you the numbers from the World Health Organization, the UN, and UNICEF, since they're our bosses. But those are real numbers, very accurate when it comes to the number of people dying currently from the shutdown is in the millions. The millions. But there, let's put up on screen when we do that at the bottom of the hour. The number of deaths worldwide. But Stalin said one man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. One person gets eaten by a great white shark off San Diego, and for up to a year, half the folks don't go in the water. Even though people die in San Diego every day in automobile accidents, and the real sharks are metal. Millions die a year from hunger. Wait till I give you those numbers, bottom of the hour. 189 million people have died from hunger since 1990, conservatively. 7 million died during the Great Depression from malnutrition. And then I've got all the articles where they admit it. 500 million more people face poverty due to virus, AP. Including millions facing starvation. But that's okay. It's fun to wear the mask and get scared, and everyone works together. They take your common sense of working together and, hey, let's wear a mask. Hey, let's not go out because you're a good person. You're not a coward. You're doing it because you've been taught that's how you help. But they didn't tell you that for the 35,000 die every year of the flu here because they know it doesn't stop it. And they know the virologists understand that the faster you get a new flu, the more it burns through people and the faster you get herd immunity. I'm going to play you the former head scientist at the Rockefeller University on this coming up, bottom of the hour. You know, we don't just sit here and make this stuff up. And even though the Rockefellers are bad news, they've got all the smart people working for them so they can control them with grants, but a lot of them are getting pissed and quitting and going public. So things have got to get really, really bad before humanity wakes up, don't they? Now, everybody virtue signals they want to save people. But if you really want to be racist and you really don't like brown people, then you should support this shutdown because it's going to kill hundreds of millions of them. See, a real exterminist doesn't wear a KKK outfit. That's usually run by the ADL on record. The Southern Poverty Law, so they run most of the groups, and they're run by them. And they go out and find mentally ill people just for news ops to scare everybody. That's come out. But see, the real eugenicists, well, they're the liberals. They fund Black Lives Matter so that they send out racist, horrible, evil black people to do horrible things, kill cops, to then demonize all the black people. I mean, this is really elementary stuff going on. And if you think God is going to recognize you if you're involved in killing babies of any color, or if you get off on killing brown people, God does not recognize you. Doesn't matter if they dumb down and turn the brown people into raving racist lunatics. They've been programmed. And if we're going to transcend the New World Order, we're going to have to understand that and stop playing into it and get the scam. But if we don't get the scam, it's only going to get worse. Does that mean I like in my life growing up in Dallas and running into racist black people that physically attack me or said horrible things, and then I hear later how I'm racist because I'm white? I get that level of the reality. Just like if you're black and had racist whites do something to you, you know that's real. But it doesn't matter. The thing above it is manipulating us to end humans as we know it. So, yeah, being tribal is very real. For all of our existence, we were around tribes that looked like us. Whites were killing whites. Blacks were killing blacks. Asians were killing Asians. That's why statistically the Asians kill each other a lot more and hate each other a lot more because they have old beefs, epigenetic memories. It's not just that blacks live close to blacks, that they 10-to-1 kill each other over whites. Whites kill whites. Because there's an epigenetic memory proven in instincts of killing people that look like you, because that's who you've been killing. You're getting into sophisticated scientific psychology here, but it's real science, folks. But now that the world got like this, now we're killing each other in mass groups, and it is race against race. So, I mean, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I mean, black people would just start beating the hell out of each other for no reason. And I wouldn't know what was going on. And then sometimes, you know, black folks would attack me. But the point was, is that because there's a genetic memory doing that, there's an instinct. When black dudes get around a bunch of other black dudes, there's such a tribal memory of when a bunch of black dudes show up, you don't know, they're coming to kill your ass. You better start killing. Well, it's the same thing with Europeans. That's why we're warlike, because our bodies remember killing to live. And the globalists know all of this, and they're manipulating it. But once you're aware of that, you can transcend it and understand what your instincts are. And then use your instincts for what you want. They will reward you. They will empower you. You will feel good. You will live longer. You're doing your mission. But you have to choose the instincts and nurture the ones that are good and useful now, not the ones that aren't useful. You control your environment. You are an advanced species. And the globalists are saying, we're going to control the environment to protect ourselves, wear masks, don't shake hands. And at one level, that's true. It's terrible. 35,000 die from the flu, tens of thousands from the cold every year who are run down and malnourished. But the idea that they're locking us all up and doing all this to protect us is a fraud. The very people doing it admit it's about permanent martial law and implantable digital nanotech. Beyond the chip, it's all official now, that I'm going to cover next segment, to buy and sell, to have a job and leave your house. And it's now here. They're doing it. And Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and Ted Turner and the Australian Prime Minister and all and the UN, they're all and Governor Cuomo are all saying it's never ending. It's permanent. This is the new normal. Cuomo said that today, Associated Press, in a speech. Did you guys get the video? This is not the new normal. This is the new enslavement. But they're normalizing. Boom, suddenly it's a whole new world. That's how revolutions happen. That's how military attacks happen. That's how blitzkriegs happen. Armies rarely declare war. They line up on your border. They send their spies in, and you see it all of a sudden, and there's chatter. You feel it, and all of a sudden the cannons open up. And all of a sudden your sentries get stabbed in the neck. And that, notice the media is getting shut off. People are getting shut down. Everybody's getting intimidated. And all of a sudden, boom, it hits. You see China, the domino falls. Everybody's in lockstep. Boom. It's called lockstep in the Rockefeller plan. Lockstep marching straight into hell. So, you're about to see the third world completely brought down. And you're going to be begging the government to mow down millions trying to pour over the border. I have foreseen their operation because they told us what they do. And so much more. They're about to turn the world upside down. The honeymoon, my friends, is over.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit applied within two bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric,
communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I read the transcript that's on Infowars.com with what the Attorney General is saying. AG Barr very concerned over Bill Gates' digital vaccine certificate. Calls lockdown measures draconian once it gone by May. Well, that's the best thing we've seen from Barr yet. People say, well, he's been part of the deep state. Well, is that a suicide pact? I mean, this has got to get turned around, man. They're going full Hitler, but 2.0. I mean, this is Hitler 2.0 with bells and whistles and clown horns. I mean, this is, if the stuff going on was in a science fiction book 20 years ago, predicting it in 2020, you'd say this is ridiculous. But, of course, it was all predicted on the show because these crazies were proposing it, and I went and looked into them, and they run everything. So the fact that you see Trump pushing back saying this will kill a lot of people and the fact that this is Big Brother is very, very, very good. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. AG Barr very concerned over Bill Gates' digital vaccine certificates, calls lockdown measures draconian once gone by May. I'm very concerned about the slippery slope in terms of continuing encroachments on personal liberty, Barr said. You know, in fact, just get the Laura Ingraham interview. I'm going to air it when we come back. I'm just going to air the whole thing. This is too huge. Hey, you don't need me to say it. You now have the Attorney General saying it. I came on the air today, and I'd done some research last night on it. I was already going to cover it. And then Daria, the lead producer, called me, or I called her back last night at like 9. And she said, listen, you really need to cover the digital certificate because in that is, they always have one thing that's bad enough, a certificate to travel and leave your house and have a job showing you've had all the stuff that Bill Gates and the UN says you've got to take. It's not just COVID-19 vaccine. But hidden right in it is, oh, by the way, don't worry, nobody can see it. It takes about 5 minutes. A needle injects a bunch of nanotech beads in you, a whole bunch of chips that drift around in your body, and they scan it. And they've got bars they put in your thing with needles. I mean, this is it's like a cattle tag in your damn ear. It gets even crazier than I thought it would be at this point. It's just a sudden leap. That's how tyranny works. It's a globalists are obsessed with leaps. But their whole evolutionary leap, well, this is a leap down a black hole to hell. And see, what's happening is everybody heard me talk about white papers and the UN and Club of Rome and CFR and Rockefeller, Carnegie. And I'd show you Memorandum 200, you know, calling for killing 5 billion people. And I'd, well, still, that's academic. Well, this isn't academic. It's like getting a brochure about skydiving. You're like, oh, I could drive 20 minutes over here. I'll jump with an instructor. And they'll pull the cord, and it's, you know, safer than driving. Okay, sounds pretty good. But it's one thing to read a brochure, another thing to get in the car, go there, sign up, and now you're in the airplane, and the door opens up. But we've now been shoved out the door. But this isn't skydiving. This is world government forced inoculations. Total tracking and microchips sewn into our skin. You're not just going to pluck it out. They're going to inject your body with it. Imagine if Martians landed and they said, we got the cures to cancer and everything. Just take this shot with these nanobots that protect you. We'd go, we don't trust your ass. Hell no. But instead, it's Bill Gates up there who says he wants to kill most people. The Earth's overpopulated. But now he's like, oh, I'm going to inject you with a shot. And, you know, I'm going to track you. What the hell? And I'm so pissed, man. When I'm a couple days before that, I was at the park. Took my almost three-year-old daughter to the park, and I'm sitting there, and they've got yellow tape all around the park. I forgot to cover that, so there's pictures of that. So she's running around, climbing on some other stuff, and there's joggers and people and bike riders stopping, and they're, like, looking at us like we're bad and going around us even further. 50 feet, something else, just even more further, because they love it. They have the spirit. They're all programmed. Hey, you go take your chips from Bill Gates. You take all your vaccines. You go have Parkinson's, and you crawl in a hole and die. Not me, man. And everybody I know is the same way right now. That's why they're boarding up all the shops and getting ready for civil unrest, because they're going to keep this going as long as they can. And Trump understands it and trying to turn the economy back on. Because if he didn't shut some things down, they'd say every death was his fault because we're so weak, we all got into the fear. And even the unknown, I mean, I knew it was a global scam, but still, I'm like, well, we better, you know, double check here. And all of a sudden, we are completely down the total rat hole. All of a sudden. So like I said, I don't feel like I should be on air right now. This is so huge. You know, that's really what it is. My body is saying, why are you on air? You should be marching to attack people. I'm not calling for that. That's epigenetic. They got it all set up where we're the bad guys. We defend ourselves. If you burn down a cell tower, you know they're hitting you with magnetic radiation, that all the studies give you cancer, and they're surveilling you, and they didn't ask you, and they've come into your community, and they're forcing it on you. It's lowering your immunity, and they're banning you if you criticize it. They're sticking an electronic ball gag in your mouth. They're raping us. So you've got every right, as the Declaration of Independence says, to form an army and to march up there and remove their ass, but the society is so demonic and so weak and so uninformed right now, you'd end up, if you overthrew the corrupt government, you'd get assassinated and a worse group would come in. We have to reteach the Bill of Rights and Constitution and rugged individualism, and we have to activate locally and enforce justice. So if you're not going to get in the info war now, with whatever stunt you got to pull that's legal and lawful to warn people to take action, you're never going to fight physically if you have to. But I'll say this as a red-blooded human. I've not seen anything as pretty as those 5G towers burning. I mean, it's like the symbolism of fireworks. The 4th of July symbolizes bombs raining down on the fort. And in the morning, the flag is still there. They're there all night getting hit by, what was it, 20-something ships, and it's still there in the morning. And the flag had holes all shot through it. It was still there, even sexier with all those scars. Well, I got to tell you. I got a big old John Hart on looking at that. And I'm not telling you go out and do that. I'm just telling you as a man, it's good to see some action, isn't it? Let me tell you something. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQQ. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to find. of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now 50% off.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The Republic of Free Humanity. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right. I'm going to get into Bill Gates and his nightmare plan. And I didn't know that the Attorney General was on Laura Ingraham last night. I didn't know. He said that it's horribly evil and very draconian. They said we're going to have travel certificates and implanted digital injections that show we've had the vaccine. I mean, this is just a total takeover. The worst possible revelations manifest by evil eugenicist psychotic who's running the whole operation with the Chi-Coms. But oh, the Chinese do it. We better do it. A month ago, David Knight got an MIT email from a whistleblower, sent us documents about a digital tattoo, about a travel certificate to buy and sell. And people said, there's no way this is real. And then a week later, Singapore announced the travel passes and the forced inoculations we're going to be put in place. And the Australian Prime Minister a week ago said, we're going to have a lockdown until the vaccine's there. And leave your house, you'll have to have the vaccine. And Bill Gates went on television last week and said the same thing. And now he's saying it again. He said, well, it's just Bill Gates. No. He's the front man for the big foundations that openly are pushing this, like the Rockefeller Carnegie and the foundation set up by IBM to establish all this. So I'm really upset about this, that Gates is giving interviews. Gates is going around. I have a big stack of articles right here, and our videos we're about to play. And he's announcing by next year they'll have implantable chips in us that's sewn into your skin. So you have to chop out a big piece of your skin to get rid of it. It's into your cells, the whole bunch of nanotech. It's him saying this. This isn't saying, oh, it's in a white paper. It's here. MIT. Most of the government's involved. And I said, if Trump doesn't block this, then it doesn't matter. He's let them censor. He's let them track. Now they're in people's private messages, blocking messages you can send. Facebook and others are. Is there no end to this? And I was so upset this morning, literally, that I couldn't hardly do the show. I said, I can't believe this isn't a bigger deal. You heard me last hour. I said, I don't know if I can do the show. And I wasn't throwing a fit. I'm like, just ashamed of humanity. And then all of a sudden I hit refresh on Infowars.com. And it was on Laura Ingraham last night. 13-minute interview where Barr says this is absolutely evil. We've got to block it. This is crazy. We've got to end the lockdown. We've got to stop this. And we've got embedded corporations that want power and other groups. And it's the Democrats and it's the blue cities that want to keep things locked down to hold the economy hostage. They get it. They're saying it. It's the truth. Thank God we're starting to turn the corner. And Drudge Report's got the Ron Paul interview up. They're saying the same thing, that finally the resistance is building to coronavirus house arrest orders. It's about time. Yes. Yes. And again, there's a paradox. If you knew there was a bomber that was going to put a truck of C4 into a public school and kill a couple hundred kids, you'd say, send out helicopters, SWAT teams, do whatever you have to stop it. But if it's viruses you can't stop as part of life, mainly killing folks, but it's time to go, do we lock everyone down forever because we can't allow people to die? It's BS. Yes, the deaths are real, but way overblown. And yes, the nutrients almost make you invincible if you have them. The problem is when you're 89 years old, your body doesn't absorb it anymore. Your cells are old. You can take a bunch of zinc. You're not getting it into your cells. Because the Bible says you live to 75 if you're really nice to your parents and are a good, clean person. And boy, that's how long you live on average, 75. The average men and women together, 75. And so they go, we can't allow, like school shootings, we have to get rid of everybody's guns because there's about 100 kids a year die when crazies go kill them. We're like, well, statistically, this is very rare. Shut up. You don't care about the 100 kids. Well, we're talking about 20, 30, 40,000 here. This is real. But it's zooming in on something and blowing it up to scare everybody. So I was super upset and praying during the breaks. I mean, I've just been going, God, why don't they care? Why does it Trump? And I almost came out against Trump this morning, and I almost blew up, and I said, no, I trust Trump. He's good. I said, to make people pay attention, I think I'm going to smash this desk because I've been wanting to overturn it for a while. See, it's not fake what I do, but I suppress my feelings. So that if I was going to let myself turn the desk over, it wouldn't be like a rock star breaking up their guitar for attention. It's that I want to do it. I've suppressed it, so it's real when I do it. But I let myself. I was going to smash the desk and smash the studio today and then quit. And for a while, just to say, this isn't normal. Microchips, world government, forced inoculations, pedophiles running everything, dressed up in Count Dracula outfits. And then I hit refresh. And I hit refresh on Infowars. It only been up about 10 minutes. And I didn't get mad at the crew. I'm like, give me that article. Give me that article. They're like, I was like, read the treasure. That's good. I mean, we got to turn the corner sometime. Holy hell. God almighty. What? I mean, because here's the thing. I'm not a violent person, but I'm not going to put up with this crap anymore. And I know you're not. But they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. Watch. When they start to force chipping. And here's the thing. They're going to have all these idiots. The attorney general is going to block it. China's going to do it. Europe's going to do it. And they're going to say, you want to go to Europe, you get a damn chip. It's really a nanotech system. You take this digital mark, that they track you with. And it'll just be something like TSA we get sick of and we finally just do it. God damn these people to hell. And by the way, if I get a call from a Christian listener saying I did that in vain, I didn't use the Lord's name in vain. Vain means you use God's name and don't appreciate it, respect it. I want God to damn these people to hell. I'm praying for justice. I'm praying for God to intervene. I mean, how much worse does it have to get? From Kansas to Texas to New York to Illinois to Florida, they are in newspapers saying, we don't want convicted pedophiles to have their backgrounds run to do pedophile story time with the kids. That's just pissing in our face, man. Because we become a nation of yes men that just, yes, 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 I comply. I mean, complying with your family helping to cook dinner or helping do chores is fun and good. Complying with your own destruction is beyond cowardice. It's aiding and abetting Satanism. So I got some news to all the cowards, not our audience, but cowards that tune in. This is funny. You are going to destroy yourselves, and I promise you, the way this works historically, metaphysically, you will be the first destroyed. In fact, what's sick in all of this is that those of us fighting evil are going to become more powerful, stronger under this pressure. I don't have any enjoyment thinking about that. I'm going to have to watch in high def spiritual HD all of this crap manifested. Look, Bucks. There is a fallen off-world consciousness that likes to destroy humans. It's been beaten by us before in our more advanced level, and it is here jacking us. And we got the transmission from the Creator how to beat it. But the Creator's like, drops us off, gives the transmission. The Creator's there already. But God is pure and says, you have free will made in my image, the potential of a whole new universe in each one of you, the seed of the universe. And adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. I am not going to let you sit there and be wimps. You're going to be tested by this creature. You can call that sadistic if you want. It's not. God wants you to make the right choice. You choose Satan, so you're getting dumped in a black hole. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Draconian measures. Draconian. Dracula. Dracula. The dragon. And the dragon gave its power to the beast. And the whore rode on the back of the beast. And none could buy nor sell, free or bond. Lest ye have the number, lest ye have understanding, reckon the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. Its number is 666. They are now executing order number 66. 666. And to have it being openly announced, Providence would have it be broken a month ago. And now, they started announcing in the last 5 days publicly. Of course we have a digital chip sewn into your body. Of course you'll have to have all the shots we tell you. From the World Health Organization, you can't travel. And even if governments try to block it, the UN is in command. And suddenly in grocery store lines and lawyers' offices, people are quoting the World Health Organization to me like, I have been given the highest order above even God himself. Communiques, dispatches from God. You know, we put up with it all, so what do we deserve? There it is, COVID-19 traffic bracelets and invisible tattoos to monitor America. How long ago was that? Was that a month ago? I'm saying a month.
scroll down for me, please? That was actually March 17th. So less than a month ago, almost a month ago, David Knight. Oh, and then the Soros media said, oh, insanity. Oh, that's preposterous. And then it's announced a week later in Singapore, where they'll execute you for getting in a fist fight. You drop a chewing gum wrapper on the ground. They give you 20 lashes with a cane pole. And people will all just comply with this. You'll have to comply with taking vaccines to sterilize you and then give you cancer. And Bill Gates brags about it. Becky says, if you won't do it, we'll just release mosquitoes on your ass. How about some Zika babies? So that's why I get so angry, ladies and gentlemen, is that our free economy, our human economy, our system is being destroyed in a scorched earth New World Order operation. I said I'd get to this. I'm behind. I'll get it next hour. I wasn't going to take calls. Can't now. We got guests coming up. Bottom of the hour. You know I've got a whole bunch of clips of them calling for you can't leave your house or travel without a digital passport showing that you've taken the forced inoculations, and they've got a microchip that has all your personal data to make sure it's not forged. I mean, we've got the clips. Would you like to see them? It's here. It's just who I told you, Bill damn Gates. And what's frustrating is you research it, and it gets worse and worse and worse. The entire hierarchy of the CDC is on his payroll. The UN is on his payroll. And then you look at who paid him, Rockefeller, Carnegie, IBM, all eugenicists. He wants in your body. Who's pushing 5G, dickhead? Who's pushing weather modification, jerk off? In fact, I shouldn't even joke around. Those names are too kind for him. He is a manifest hole into hell. Fauci. One grant he received. There's so many. I was researching it a few weeks ago because I knew he was working for Gates. And I just kept finding the grants, and I just kept finding new ones. It appears there's hundreds of them. I mean, Fauci is an egg laid by Bill Gates. God help us. I mean that when I say it. Oh, my Lord, help us, please. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus. Sweet, sweet Jesus. Oh, my God. Because you're not going to have to wait 5-10 years now. It's all here. Oh, and let me give you the next newsflash. Watching their activities and engaging them over the years, you call it a hunch. It's not a hunch. It's thousands of data points, literally. They're going to release other bioweapon every year now. It's just going to be every year. They're going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And within 10 years, if we keep bowing, they're going to release stuff that starts killing hundreds of millions every season. I'd say by about 2035, they've got us down to about 500 million that Bill Gates, Ted Turner, and that other guy, Jeffrey Epstein, put out publicly 15 years ago. Gosh, what creepy weirdos. You know, Bill Gates' house got caught with all that child porn. Remember that? But nothing happened. Like 50,000 images of it or something? His personal assistant. Oh, he said it was his on Bill Gates' home computer. So he didn't get in trouble. He's trading child porn out of the main house. See, they got Texas honey hams, the other ones, big, these spiral sliced hams, all caramelized or so delicious. I've gone to pick them up for Thanksgiving, whatever. I'm just salivating in the place where they're cutting them up over the counter and, you know, getting them ready. And you guys get sandwiches there with cheese on them and lettuce and onions. So good. I salivate when I see a big juicy ham dripping with cheese on luscious wheat bread with mustard on it. See my wife in a bikini, I start salivating. When Bill Gates and these people see a little kid, they start salivating. And Stealing the energy by having sex with them is a hors d'oeuvre. Torturing them to death is the main course. But it's liberal, so it's okay, because Tim Cook's gay. So, you know, do I even need to play these clips for you? I guess I do. Here's Bill Gates babbling on Facebook. I mean, my God, on Instagram. He's on everything. He's doing hundreds of interviews of everything. He's just, because this is his time. And here he is saying you got to have a digital passport to travel. And then part of that is got it right here from his own press releases, a digital implanted chip. Here it is.
What we'll have to have is certificates of who's a recovered person, who's a vaccinated person, because you don't want people moving around the world where you'll have some countries that won't have it under control. Sadly, you don't want to completely block off the ability for those, you know, people to go there and come back and move around.
And that whole voice is fake. Behind the scenes, Bill Gates is like, I'm in command. He literally, and he goes, kill humans. Release me. Literally, behind the scenes. People, Bill Gates, like, screw you, I'll get you. I know people that know him. But, oh, I'm Bill Gates. I'm liberal. Oh, take my shot. It's not threatening. Like Ursula, Little Mermaid, when she's swimming around. Oh, hello, sweetie. But there's his real face. You see that? He does it in speeches. All of a sudden, he'll just go like, that's clean. I will kill them. It's a top general of Satan. And Satan says, bull whipping and kill them now. Slaughter them, slave. Master, I will destroy them. Liberal. That's Bill Gates' voice. Sound empathic. He put horns on him all day. How about piles of dead babies? How about a burn-up, destroyed earth? That's what we ought to put next to Bill Gates. Little pitchforks and horns don't do it justice. All right, we're going to go to break. And I'll give you the attorney general talking about the Draco, the draconian Bill Gates, who, with the corporations in the blue cities, is coming with the microchips. And the UN says they're going to take your kids from you. Oh, it's all happening now. Oh, let's get ready to rumble. The main event, ladies and gentlemen. Satan and his armies of degenerate scum against the sleeping beauties that don't know they're fighting for their lives. Hour number three, it's 2 minutes away. If you seek to defeat this force, spread the links, get the products, boost your immune system.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.